Okay, so we are chapter 5. Sir Quinlan and the Swords of Valor.
The Swords of Valor.
Am I saying that right?
The Swords of Valor.
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 May I sit on the bed tonight?
I wonder who that is.
Okay, Chrissy's gonna stop, or I can't read. Okay. Okay, chapter 5. Oh, where was Twitch and Tav when we left him?
Tav was going to ride off with what?
Tav was going on a ride with Maria, and Twitch wanted to go to Mount Resolute.
Mm-hmm. Twitch patted the horse's rump as Tav trotted off. He walked out of the barn and looked up to Mount Resolute, where his mind had been all day long. "Something more," he murmured. Bly's ears perked up as Twitch turned and headed for Cobalt's stall. So she's going to the garage to get in his car. Chapter 5, Defining Moment. Twitch could hardly remember life without Tav. In fact, Twitch had never made any significant decision without first consulting his confident and sturdy friend. He almost felt as though he was betraying Tav when he rode alone to Mount Resolute that evening. "I doubt Sir Baylor will even talk to me once he realizes that Tav isn't coming," Twitch thought. All through the ride, he kept second-guessing himself. Once, he even stopped to consider turning back, but something deep within kept driving him forward. Bly seemed excited at first to be out with Twitch, but as they neared the base of Mount Resolute, the Patha began to flit nervously from shoulder to shoulder. At one point, the little claws grabbed so tightly that Twitch had to stop. "It's all right, Bly," he told the Patha in a soothing voice. "Nothing's going to happen to you." That helped until they reached the base of Mount Resolute, where Twitch tied Cobalt to a tree. He tried to make Bly stay with the horse, but the Patha wouldn't leave his shoulder. Finally, Twitch gave in and let Bly ride on his back as he climbed once again to the clearing atop the mountain. Twitch reached the crest and walked into the clearing, feeling vaguely unsettled. He looked about for Sir Baylor, but all that moved were tree branches stirred by the cool evening breeze. So we sat down on a large rock and waited. Bly scurried down his arm, then jumped to the ground to forage for insects. Twitch watched the Patha for a long while, then finally decided he must have missed Tav's uncle. As he prepared to leave the clearing, the settled sun captured his attention. The gentle breeze dissipated as if giving the glowing orb center stage for the day's finale. Streams of sunlight seemed to beckon across the sky, and Twitch wished he could follow. For some reason, his heart ached. Sir Edmund's passionate plea to be serious about serving the prince and Sir Baylor's call for Tav to take up a mission of purpose had stirred his soul, and he could not remain still. He slid from the rock and fell to his knees. "My prince," Twitch began. Bly scampered over and leapt up onto his chest, chortling in a low, angry tone. Twitch gently pushed the creature back to the ground. Bly dug his little claws through Twitch's tunic and into his skin. "Hey!" Twitch shouted. Normally this would have sent Bly cowering to a corner someplace, but not this time. The Patha scurried right up his chest and over his shoulder, then latched onto his back. "Bly, get down." Twitch reached over his head for the Patha, but the sharp claws dug in deeper. Twitch squeezed Bly just enough to let him know he was serious. Bly responded by biting Twitch's thumb. Ouch! Twitch yanked his hand away. Blood was trickling down his hand. What is wrong with you? He said angrily. Bly's chortles became low growls. Get down, Twitch ordered again, but Bly just growled more loudly. Now Twitch was getting nervous, fully expecting the animal to chomp into his unprotected neck. He reached back again, and this time the Patha didn't even wait for Twitch to grab him before biting the fleshy skin between his thumb and finger. One of the Patha's hands reached around and sank sharp claws into Twitch's right cheek. Twitch reached with his other hand and grabbed the creature by the back. As he yanked it away, Twitch felt the Patha's claws rip small pieces of flesh from his shoulder, back, neck, and cheek. At this point, the creature turned into a snarling, wild-eyed beast. Bly! Twitch shouted, trying to bring the animal to its senses. But it bit and clawed at Twitch's hands until he was bleeding from a dozen places. Twitch finally threw the animal away from him and drew his long knife. Bly hit the ground and immediately turned back toward Twitch. It snarled as it flickered its tail from side to side, apparently looking for the right moment to attack. Twitch stood up, and that seemed to cause the Patha to hesitate. Then it froze, perked up its ears, and scurried off into the woods. Twitch was breathing hard, and his heart was racing. He took a moment to catch his breath, watching and waiting for another attack from the Patha, but it did not come. Finally, he sheathed his sword and dabbed his bleeding wounds on his tunic, wondering what had happened. The only other time the Patha had ever growled was once when Sir Edmund came near to talk at the Haven. Rattled by Bly's sudden vicious behavior, Twitch took a deep breath and turned to leave, but the beauty of the sunset once again captured his attention. His mind took some time to clear, but he felt better with each passing moment. Strangely, it felt good to have his shoulders free from the weight of the Patha. And his mind finally seemed at peace without the animal's constant chortling. He felt free, and his thoughts turned once more to the prince. He knelt down. I haven't much to offer, my prince, for I am unskilled, ill-equipped, and unworthy. Twitch opened his hands and spread his arms out before him. Yet I offer myself to you. If there's something more to following you, then show me and I will see. Command me and I will obey. Lead me and I will follow. If my feeble life can be used by you, I give it. I am yours, my king and my prince. Twitch bowed his head. He had never dared speak such words before, for he knew such an oath demanded pursuit. But this moment and place had caused his heart to spill out. It felt good and a little strange. Twitch shuddered with the sense that a curtain had been drawn open before him. A curtain hiding another world. Overwhelmed by the thought, Twitch ducked his head and glanced to the right, just in time to see Sir Baylor lunge straight at him with shoulder lowered. Twitch tried to stand, but Baylor hit him square in the chest, and they careened to the ground, rolling perilously close to the ridge that fell off far below the clearing. Twitch gasped, his lungs collapsing from the force of the blow, as Baylor scrambled to his feet and drew his sword. Twitch reached for his chest with his left hand and his sword with his right. His response seemed like slow motion compared to Baylor's. His confusion mounted as Baylor turned his back to him. The mighty knight assumed a two-handed hanging guard stance, facing something Twitch had only imagined in his nightmares. Just beyond Baylor stood a massive, dark warrior who growled and cursed as he recovered his sword from a vertical cut that had split the ground where Twitch had just been kneeling. The warrior unleashed a volley of cuts and slices toward Baylor. Their swords collided in brilliant, ear-piercing clashes. Twitch instinctively backed away on his elbows, still trying to desperately regain his air. The grip on his lungs finally released, and he drew a shaky breath. Twitch rose up to one knee as he saw Baylor catch a slice with his sword and quickly counter with one of his own that caught the dark warrior off guard. The warrior cursed and stepped back, and Baylor capitalized on this slight advantage. He feigned a thrust, but then quickly changed to a powerful two-handed slice that blasted into his enemy's shoulder. Thrown off balance, the warrior stumbled toward the ridge. Baylor advanced with a thrust, and the warrior lost his footing. He screamed and grasped for the edge of the ridge as he tumbled over. Baylor then turned to engage another massive warrior who had come at him from behind. "Move, kid!" Twitch heard a different voice scream from his right. He turned just in time to glimpse another grisly blade arcing toward him. Twitch's stomach rose to his throat. He dove forward away from the deadly cut and felt the tip of the blade slice through the back of his tunic, grazing his right shoulder. He hit the ground and rolled to his back again. "What is happening?" he wondered, fear filling his heart, as yet another dark warrior loomed over him. There was nothing Twitch could do to stop the inevitable. He closed his eyes and turned his head away as the glinting steel thundered down like a lightning bolt. This time, the clang of metal on metal was so close to his head it hurt his ears. The scuffle of boots cast dirt and pine needles into his face. He looked up to see a knight maneuvering his sword so deftly that Twitch could hardly follow it. Slowly, the warrior retreated as the knight advanced. Twitch once again crawled away from the fray and quickly regained his feet. The clearing now vibrated with the intensity of battle. Two other knights had appeared from the woods to join Sir Baylor and his comrade. Each knight was engaged in a life-or-death duel with an evil warrior who seemed to defy Twitch's perception of reality. The knight's clothing was subdued, but each clearly bore the mark of the prince. They seemed fearless. Each fought for his life, and yet for something more. These men fought not as individuals, but as a finely honed team. When one knight faltered, another deftly moved to protect his companion, then quickly re-engaged his foe again. As a force of four, the knights formed an impenetrable wall of protection. Twitch finally drew his sword as well, but it seemed a paltry action when he realized just how inadequate his skills were in comparison. "Kessler, Drake's flank!" Twitch heard Sir Baylor command as he wounded an opponent, then ran to assist another knight. The one named Kessler moved with the speed of a panther to engage the warrior, attacking the knight who had saved Twitch. After a few moments of tenacious fighting, the dark warriors disengaged and retreated into the surrounding trees. "Where did they come from?" the knight named Kessler asked as he and his comrade scanned the area for more threats. Sweat dripped from ringlets of black hair that hung around his handsome, dark-skinned face. He was the first to sheath his sword. Sir Baylor just shook his head. With narrow eyes, he continued his scan. "Yes, what happened, Commander?" one called Drake turned to face Baylor. He was a large knight, nearly equal in size to the warriors they had just faced. His sandy hair and bright blue eyes did little to diminish the fierceness of his countenance. You know as well as we that they don't attack without a purpose. You're right, and I didn't expect them here. Baylor sheathed his sword and turned to face Twitch for the first time. Where's Gustav? Twitch was still stunned by what he had just experienced. He shook his head as if to awaken from a bad dream. He didn't come, sir. The fourth knight abandoned his search at the perimeter of the clearing and walked toward the rest of the group, his sword and long knife still firmly in his grip. He walked past Twitch as if he wasn't there and stood before Baylor. We delayed another day for nothing and risked this exposure, he asked Baylor. The intensity of the battle still lingered in his brown eyes. A half-grown mustache and sparse goatee gave his youthful face a roguish appearance. Easy, Purcell, Baylor said. We lost nothing. And gained nothing, Drake added. Kessler grinned. You blokes needed to sharpen up a bit anyway. He slapped Purcell on the shoulder as he walked to the ridge leading down from the mountain. What's next, Commander? Purcell sneered briefly at Kessler, then sighed and sheathed his sword. He spun his long knife about his palm before snapping it into its own sheath. Shall we prepare to leave, sir? It appears so. Baylor shot a quick glance toward Twitch. Rendezvous at the river. I'll be there to join you shortly. The three knights saluted and began their descent down Mount Resolute. Baylor stared hard at Twitch, who was keenly aware that his cheek was convulsing again. Baylor crossed his arms across his chest. Why didn't Gustav come with you, and why are you here? I wanted to talk to you about... Sir, what just happened? Twitch rubbed his cheek, wondering if he found it difficult to breathe because of what he'd just seen or because of Baylor's impact on him. That was just a glimpse of the war I warned Gustav about. Baylor looked from one side of the clearing to the other, then settled his eyes back on Twitch. Why they attacked you is peculiar. Perhaps they thought you were Gustav. I don't understand, Twitch said. You don't have to. Baylor walked to the edge of the ridge. You'd best follow me down and be on your way. Twitch stayed close to Baylor. The first part of the descent was steep, but the grade became gradual enough for Twitch to walk beside Sir Baylor. Who were those warriors? He finally mustered the courage to ask. Baylor seemed to ignore the question, and Twitch didn't dare ask twice. Somehow he felt guilty about the recent skirmish, as if it were somehow his fault. They walked a few more paces. They were shadow warriors under the command of Lucius, Baylor said, and said it matter-of-factly, but chills ran up Twitch's spine. They came to another lesser ridge that led to their final descent. Baylor hesitated, briefly peering into the gathering dusk. Who are those knights who fought with you? Twitch asks. Who are you, really? Baylor looked over at Twitch. Look, son, you've already seen too much, and you shouldn't even be here. These men, they are the tip of the prince's sword. Their commitment is total, their sacrifice is great, and their skills are unmatched. I've searched the kingdom over to find them. They've put their lives on the line for the king and his son every day. And sometimes, Baylor turned away. When he turned back, his jaw was clenched and his eyes red. Sometimes they fall. What I ask from them, what the prince asks from them, is much. and I would give my life to protect them. Their secrecy is part of that protection. Twitch swallowed hard. Something stirred deep within him, something he had never felt before. For one brief moment of his life, he had been witness to a whole new world of conflict and purpose. With a glimpse he couldn't forget. It also told him that Sir Baylor was everything he seemed to be and more. I want to join you, sir. Twitch could not stop the words if he tried. They had formed deep in his soul and spilled out before he could think them away. It was a defining moment, a moment that might thrust him into a whole new world about which he knew nothing, a world of battle. Baylor halted and stared at Twitch. Then a slight smile crossed his lips. His gaze softened as he put a hand on Twitch's shoulder. Don't take this wrong, son, but this unit isn't something you join. My knights are carefully selected, and Gustav. Baylor froze, and his eyes regained their steely gaze. He grasped Twitch's tunic and shoved him up next to a tree. He held his finger to his lips, then quietly drew his sword. Twitch's heart began to race again. Were the Shadow Warriors back? Were there more this time? Baylor readied his sword. He turned away from Twitch, his muscles taut and ready to fight. Twitch saw him reach for a chain around his neck and lift a small silver disc out of his tunic. He turned away and brought his hand to his face, then replaced the disc inside his shirt. Stay here, Baylor whispered over his shoulder. Twitch watched as the man stealthily made his way through the trees along the ridge. His face began convulsing again. He drew his own sword and tried to see through the shadows of the retreating day. In another moment, Baylor had disappeared completely, and Twitch... Twitch struggled to keep his fear in check. Something shuffled behind him, and he spun about with his sword, fully expecting another grisly weapon to be descending on him. A squirrel raced across the forest floor and scurried up a tree. Twitch exhaled with relief. The faint sound of deep voices filtered through the foliage, but the words were unintelligible. Finally, Baylor appeared again, his sword sheathed. Twitch quickly sheathed his own and waited. Baylor walked directly to Twitch and put his fists on his hips. He eyed him up and down with a perplexed look on his face. It was an awkward moment. Twitch's cheek seemed worse than ever. "What's your name?" Baylor asked bluntly. "Twitch, sir." Annoyance flashed across Baylor's face. "What's your real name?" Twitch studied the ground. He couldn't remember the last time someone had asked him his real name. He looked back up at the stern face of Sir Baylor. "My name is Quinlan." "My name is Quinlan, and I'm so tired, and I really want to go to bed, Sir Baylor." Time for bed, kiddos.